Were you here the night of the bombing?
I was here till, I don't know, maybe 1:30 in the morning.
And how did you find out about it?
I lived on Mifflin Street at the time and heard a loud noise, which when we looked out the window, and I could see a mushroom cloud going up very, very high. It's conceivable I was the only person that ever saw it. It's hard to estimate the height, but many times the height of the trees that were visible from the second story balcony. I mean, very high, under 1,000 feet, something like that. It was very high.
And fast? Was it going up rapidly?
As I recall, it was just more or less stationary by the time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I had some sort of... Well, let me go back a step. The nuclear physics group shared the same wing of Stirling Hall as the astronomy department and as the Army Math Research Center. And there, we had frequently had rocks thrown through our windows by people who didn't know the difference between the physics department and Army Math. And we knew that there was rising pressure on Army Math, and people in the physics department were, I think, apprehensive because of this failure of people to understand what was in that wing of the building, because we had been burned by the fact that we were in the same wing before. Anyway, I don't know whether that was a conscious connection in my mind when I saw this cloud, or whether it was just curiosity or what, but something motivated me to drive into campus on the spot, and I got here about the same time as the fire department got here, and which was fortunate, because I was aware that I knew where the accelerator lab was, and I knew that there were guaranteed to be people there, which was, of course, not known by the fire department. I called Willie Haberly then, and he arrived not too long after that. It was a memorable experience, to say the least.
And you stayed around?
It was funny. I was there till I can't remember exactly how long I was around that morning. But finally, Willie and I decided that it was not much more. This is after everybody had been accounted for. There was some question for a while about people that may or may not have been in the building. And it wasn't clear whether they hadn't gotten there yet or whether they were buried someplace. Yeah. And after we knew where everybody was, there wasn't much you could do about cleaning anything up, you know, at that stage. So Willie and I sort of said, well, let's go home and get a couple hours sleep, and we'd meet back there at something like 7 the next morning and see what we could do. It just shows how naive we were under that amount of stress. As you imagine, it's an incredibly stressful situation, especially when people you know could kill.
Did you find out that somebody had been killed and right away? Or?
Yeah, I was asked to identify Bob Fosnacht, and I declined because I felt that I knew him, and I would have, I think, identified him correctly, but I didn't know him well enough that I was absolutely positive, and I felt it was extremely bad to make a misidentification. Mm-hmm. So there was somebody else there who knew him better, another graduate student who arrived about the same time.
Where was he on the first floor rooms or down on the...
He was in the basement. In fact, from where we are right now, he was just across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Was in a lab in the basement. And anyway, when Willie and I got back at 7 to try to see what was going on, the FBI had beat us to it and completely roped off the place, and we didn't get back in until another week or something.
That must have been pretty bad.
It was hard to describe what it's like.
Were you concerned about your own research at all? Papers, did that enter into literature?
Sure. I mean, when I first arrived, I drove up Lathrop Drive, which is sort of at the back of the building, and my office and lab at the time were on the first floor right above where the truck containing explosives had been. And I could see, as soon as I walked up to the building, that where my office was just a big vacant space, and I could see my desk, you know, lying down in sort of a very deep window well, and could see all my junk strewn all over the road. So it was clear that it was a mess right from the outset. I don't know, I think I was... It may be that I just wasn't, at that point, able to comprehend the whole thing very, very clearly.